Right, the next question is about pedestrian and cycle river crossings. It's in the name of Assemblymember Pidgeon.
Of course, the scheme is superb value, Caroline, and it will lead to an increase in walking with obvious health benefits and help reduce congestion in central London. It will support the overall growth and development of London, encourage more visitors and help to unite two very important parts of the London economy, the whole Covent Garden area and the South Bank.
Okay, but this is a sort of project we've had from you before, such as the cable car and cycle hire, which you started off saying there'd be no cost to the taxpayer.
You don't like either the cable car or cycle hire.
Cost millions of pounds. Will you guarantee that 30 million transport money that you're putting in is the only money you're going to put into this project, and we won't have to bail out the Garden Bridge if the Trust can't raise the funds?
I don't see any reason why we should be increasing our support for the Garden Bridge.
So 30 million is the only funding you'll give, even though at the moment, given it's estimated to cost £175 million, there's over £100 million funding gap for this Garden Bridge.
Well, the Garden Bridge Trust are very confident they can raise the funds. If you want to come out against the Garden Bridge, you're welcome to do so, but I think it's a great scheme.
Okay.
Are you against it?
Let me carry on my questioning, Mr. Mayor. We know that Temple Tube Station will be closed for around 6 months, possibly longer. The only green space on the South Bank would be lost, along with many mature trees. And despite, this is my real bugbear, that despite it being funded by transport funds, there's not going to be any space for cycling on the bridge, and pedestrians will have to meander slowly. Do you really think this is a good use of £60 million of public money?
Yes, I do, yes.
Okay. Sure. Well, Waterloo Bridge is about 200 metres away. Blackfriars is around 300 metres. Wouldn't it be better to use this money to build a pedestrian and cycling bridge where it's actually needed? For example, there's been a proposal for some time for a bridge between Rotherhithe and Canary Wharf, and the cost, we think, would be similar, but it really would meet a genuine need to get people over to Canary Wharf.
Well, I think that's a very interesting idea.
Is that something you would consider supporting?
Might well do. I think that the Garden Bridge has great attractions, is a wonderful scheme, and I think that I'm surprised, because my impression was that most members of this Assembly supported the scheme. But if that is not the case, then obviously I register that with interest. It's a wonderful scheme for London. It's overwhelmingly supported by the public. It's supported by Mr. Biggs, which is a great deal. And Mr. Biggs has his finger on the pulse sometimes, and he's generally pro-bridge, said Caroline. Can I just give you a spot of advice? Don't go against the Garden Bridge. It's going to happen. It's going to be beautiful. You're backing the wrong horse.
Did you hear, Mr. Mayor? I haven't said I'm against it. I'm just raising some very serious concerns. And what I'm asking is to guarantee that transport money won't be pushed into this when it won't allow cyclists, for example, to go across it. But what I'm really keen to get your support for, Mr. Mayor, if you allow me to finish questioning, is that Sustrans are planning to launch a new competition to design this bridge, which they've worked on for some time, from Rotherhithe to Canary Wharf. They're calling it Brunel Bridge. And it would really increase cycling, provide a river crossing where it really is needed. And it would, I think, potentially help relieve overcrowding on the Jubilee line. Will you consider supporting this
project?
Please
tell them to come in as soon as possible and we'll have a look at it. I mean, I'm always interested in that type of scheme. I do agree that there should be a crossing in that area. Let's see what they're proposing.
They're looking at doing a really interesting competition. Look at getting architects on board and coming up with a really creative design. I think it would cost a similar amount of money. Is this the sort of project that you would also consider putting some transport money towards, as you have with the Garden Bridge?
If it has a good business case and it works, I'll have a look. I mean, one of the difficulties is that in that area, you have to go very high up.
It has to have a mechanism to go. I know there are issues. But they have developed one in the past.
Is it a sort of curly whirly Fisher Price thing?
They're going to go out to design to try and work that out. They have had designs in the
brilliant.
Past.
Well,
is this something?
Perhaps we could have a sort of catapult. Let's have a look.
Catapult. Maybe that could be your submission to the design competition.
Bring it. Let's have a look at it.
But so you'll agree to meet Sustrans to look at this proposal and to help support it.
Well, I mean, they can come and see Isabel. Yes.
Come and see Isabel, not yourself. Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.